John Mason, how is everybody? Yesterday, I attended a rally at Love Park in Philadelphia for the actors represented by their union, SAG-AFTRA. And who should come there are the stars Cheryl Lee Ralph and Lisa Ann Walters. You have to remember that for every Lisa Ann Walters or Cheryl Lee Ralph, there are hundreds of thousands of actors who are dedicated to their craft, and they are struggling to make a living from that craft. And they make far less than what you would make on the minimum wage. And yes, it is serious work. I've done acting, and it's a job. And so I went there to show my solidarity with my union brothers and sisters. As did other union brothers and sisters. I saw their representatives from the Philadelphia AFL-CIO, the Writers Guild of America, which is joining SAG-AFTRA is joining alongside of Writers Guild of America because the Writers Guild of America represents the writers of scripts that the producers need in order to make a movie. And there's some rumblings about IATSE joining in. IATSE, that's the union for stagehands and people who do the serious rough work of setting up a stage, setting up a movie set, and breaking it all down so as to make the performers look good and the producers rich. And there was also representation by the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. And this comes alongside of the upcoming strike by members of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters against UPS. And lately there has been a lot of organizing action from employees of Starbucks and Amazon and Trader Joe's. Oh yes, the working men and women of America are finding their voice. They are learning the value of organization and solidarity and coming together. They know who the real enemy is. It's not some Mexican immigrant trying to eke out a better living. The same people that Texas Governor Greg Abbott, may his name be cursed forever. He's ordered the National Guard of his state to chase immigrants across the Rio Grande, and not to even give them water, clean water to drink. Monster. Traitor. And yes, like every other American with a brain, I worry about the state of the country. More specifically, the rise of fascism. Yes, that's what it is, fascism. And the current crop of fascists that are running all through the Republican Party, thanks to their Lord and Savior, Donald, what's his face? They are terrorizing their opponents or people they think are too weak to stand up to them, like LGBTQ people, transgender kids trying to get through high school, and drag queens. They're standing up and staying strong. I stand by them like I do my union brothers and sisters. And it's time to stand up for ourselves and resist this act of terrorism. It was great to see the protests against the Moms for Liberty last weekend, that a couple weekends ago, at the at the Marriott. But do they get the message? Of course, these conservatives, as they call themselves, always complain about being oppressed and they complain about being oppressed and discriminated against when someone complains about their tyranny, their attempts to oppress them. The conservatives act like they should never be criticized. In fact, I'm speaking generally here. I know I'm in dangerous territory, but I'm speaking generally. But it's my observation that the conservative movement has this superiority complex that they own the country, that they're the rightful owners of the country, and they're the only ones that should be running it, and they don't have to shouldn't have to deal with their quote unquote inferiors. And that everybody should obey them, like the lords and masters and of us all they think they are. Well, that's always been, in my observation, the conservative mode. It's like they have this one theme they hit upon, and they just go with it. It's like there's this agreement among them. I don't want to go into conspiracy theories, but they are of one accord. But that was back then, and I'm daring to believe that this so-called conservative movement. Well, let's call it what it is for real, a fascist movement. This is unraveling. And we have an opportunity next year to drive another nail in the fascist coffin of fascism in this country by getting out and voting for Joseph Robinette Biden and every other Democrat across the ticket, up and down the ticket. Let me clarify some things. I don't believe that any person with a D at the end of his name, their name, is really on board with the people. I mean, look at Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. But we have to stay on top of them. We have a better chance with Democrats. I'm sounding partisan, but I'm going with my observation. The secret weapon is for us to get out there and vote. And we can do some voting this year in November, where, like say in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, we have our general election coming up in November, and in Philadelphia, we have elections for mayor and city commissioners and city council and sheriff and registrar of wills and city judgeships, all kinds of judgeships. Those elections are just as important as voting for a president or a senator. So let's flex our muscle this November and get ready for next year. Get out there and vote. Now, okay, I'm all talked out. I go on some tangents, but the message is clear. We can, must, and will standing up to this current crop of fascists that's trying to terrorize us. And they know damn well that our vote is our weapon. Otherwise, DeSantis want to create these law bullshit laws that are terrorizing people out of voting. Fortunately, I have a friend in Florida who is assuring me that there are strong movements against the shithead and his minions. And I believe we ought to set an example for them in Pennsylvania and the rest of the world. Okay, that's it. Really, that's it for now. For now. And now, my novel, Soldier of the Cross, is available on Amazon.com. It's the story of David Lucas, who as a young man in the early 60s, was a drunk and bully and whore chaser. He gets in trouble in the army. He meets a chaplain in the stockade and becomes a fanatical, born-again Christian. A totally sincere fanatic, trying to be a manly man for Christ. Trying to be a good Christian man. But it blows up in his face. That's all I'm going to give away. Please purchase the novel, Soldier of the Cross, on Amazon.com. Oh, and a personal note. All this work is work, sending out for the podcast and all my other media projects. And donations are appreciated. Please look up my website, johnomason.com, and hit PayPal. There's a PayPal app on the website. Please look into it. I would greatly appreciate it. And now, Hemperific is a lovely little CBD product store located on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you'll find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Flour and gummies and candies and drinks and lip balm and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Yep, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemperificLLC.com. And also, my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in helping you develop your professional career or a small business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other up-and-coming entrepreneurs and professionals. Please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay, then. That's our choice. That's our mission. And we have no choice but to accept it. For ourselves and our future generations and our neighbors and friends, the people we share this community with, we must band together and fight for our rights and our lives. We can do it. We've done it in the past. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. And as my peeps say, Shabbat Shalom. Bye.